BBC Radio Shropshire with Jim Hawkins.
Now, have you ever had to write a press release? Maybe you wanted to get some information out to the papers, to us here at BBC Radio Shropshire. Well, we, like loads of other media outlets, get loads of press releases sent to us. Obviously, we can't cover all of them. So how do you make yours stand out? What can you do to get your story the coverage that it deserves? Well, we see so many here that it often highlights things that we're unaware of. It's surprising how often there are simple mistakes in them. It is possible that you can get some help from the Media Trust to do this thing better. Suchandrika Chakrabarti is from the Media Trust. Suchandrika, thanks for joining us this morning. What is the Media Trust?
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show. So the Media Trust is the UK's leading communications charity, and we work with the media industry to give a voice to charities and communities and get them out in the press a bit more.
So interesting that you're a charity, but you're communicating them, helping other charities communicate their message.
Yeah, exactly. I think in the last couple of years, you know, charities have been losing funding. And often where the budget is sort of taken away from first is the PR and communications departments. We do find with a lot of small charities we work with that there's just one person sort of doing the marketing and the PR and everything. And that's quite tough because communications can really help a charity get more funding, get more volunteers, and really show off the impact, the good they do in their communities. And we're really here to help with all of that.
Yeah, sometimes it gets tacked onto someone else's job.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, oh yeah, I do that as well as all the other stuff. How are you able to help and support charities in not only getting their stories out there, but finding outlets for them?
So I'll tell you a bit about how the Newswire works. We're actually 10 years old this year. So in June, we had a birthday, and so we've been going for quite a while. We're quite an established brand, and it's really that partnership with Press Association, which is a news agency. And I think you might know better than me how to explain a news agency. It's kind of a factory for news.
Yes.
It's the way of kind of selling stories to journalists to really make up for the shortfall they might have, to plug a gap, because particularly with regional presses, they have been losing journalists in the last sort of 10 years. And, you don't have as many local reporters going out to events and getting to interview people. So what we do is get sort of news straight from charities. We can help get grassroots stuff from communities. So press releases come in to me here at Media Trust, and I welcome new charities to the service. I can help look at possible stories, any sort of recent events, recent case studies. These can be really nice stories, and also upcoming things as well, fundraising drives. All good stories. We can look at timeliness as well. So any kind of awareness days and events like that can work a story around that. And I can help with press release writing as well. So I've got some tips if people want to hear them later.
Because your experience might mean that you spot a story or you spot a potential story in something that the people in the charity don't even think twice about or it has not occurred to them.
You'd really hope so. I think, you know, charities can be so busy working on the service that they offer to users, and they've got so many things to do with often quite a small budget. So I think, yeah, the help we can give is point out, well, actually, that's an interesting story, and that shows off what you do. And people outside of Shropshire in the immediate area might be really interested in that. And so it's great to get it out in a wider sort of arena. And Press Association does that by distributing stories to all subscribed newsrooms across the UK. I'm sure you guys get that newsfeed. Yeah. Someone watching The Wire there. So that's the benefit, is that it goes straight to the eyes of all these journalists, sort of everyone in the UK.
And also, tell me about your involvement with the Community Channel on TV, which I'm glad to see is now actually on at times of day that I don't have to wake up in the middle of the night to see. I don't have to set the timer to record things now. It's on the rest of the time too. What's your involvement with the Community Channel?
So the Community Channel is our in-house TV station, and as you said, it's sort of on Freeview many more hours now. It's on Sky, Virgin, everything you can think of, and BBC iPlayer. So it has great reach. I think in May we got 2.7 million viewers for the month. So really, we can get charities onto programmes on our channel. We're running a campaign called Do Something Brilliant, which is essentially connecting charities with their audiences. So on the channel, we can offer My Brilliant Moments and Brilliant Britain, which are two shows charities can come along to and tell their stories. And we're also offering sort of online promotion, training and outreach support all around video production, social media, everything around communications, as well as obviously the newswire.
To look at it from the other point of view, sometimes something that a charity or organisation might think is a really brilliant thing that everybody really wants to know about might be just like the sixth similar type thing to arrive across someone's desk, or it's just, you know, oh, not another one of these, please. What are we going to do with it? How do you either make something like that stand out so it wins, or explain to people who are pitching stories that they think are brilliant that actually they're not quite as good as they think?
I think that is a really tough one. You're right, Jim. There's a lot more competition for people's attention these days. They can easily just click off from a web page or switch off the TV. I think actually it's really classic journalism principles of having really good quotes that give great colour to the story. And for instance, with a fundraiser, something that is a bit unusual about being there. So that's always good. Definitely good quotes. A good photo can really make such a huge difference about pickup. And video for online stories. We recently had, from an animal charity, Lionel Messi, the injured cat. So animal stories, always a winner. People love them. And Lionel Messi, the cat, not the football player, he had a little injured leg. But he got better, and he was watching the World Cup and following the ball all around the screen, and he was getting really into it. He's probably a defender from the looks of things. So he had a video, and I mean, that got incredible pickup because it's so cute, this little kitten sort of jumping up at the screen. And it got them great, you know, great coverage for the charity as well. So.
But that also actually, can you not like subvert the whole thing? Because if a charity's got a YouTube channel, for example, or it's got a website, or Facebook, for that matter, it can get all this stuff out there. Anyway, do they need to kind of pander to the established media like that?
That is a really interesting question. And I think that sometimes you can have a campaign that's just come from people, like with the No Makeup Selfie, which did incredibly well.
Yes.
But I'd say with that, you're kind of at the mercy of the internet. You don't know what's going to happen, and you can't plan. I'd say with the kind of services we offer, what we can do is work up a plan and tell you how, you know, give our expertise essentially and say, it can look like this. This is a strategy. If you've got a couple of events coming up, we can drip feed these news releases to our newswire, for instance. We can tweet around it. And it's also about connection as well, particularly with Twitter. You can tweet at someone who might be helpful or more influential. And I find on Twitter, they tend to tweet back to you. It's kind of that open forum. So I think it's about connection and using larger platforms. It gives you that sense of security in your communications, that it will be heard.
Sometimes, and this is doubtless where you come in on this, Suchandrika, just a little more delving brings out a better story. For this morning, for example, on the show, we took a call from someone who's having their head shaved for charity. Now, to be perfectly honest, I know it's a very brave thing to do, but we do get quite a few of those. But it turns out that the person in question was diagnosed with a brain tumour 7 years ago, is still alive and kicking. So that is the story that we're going to be picking up next week.
It's a great story, yeah. And I think it's about these personal connections as well. With charities, often, say someone's doing a run and they're looking for donations, say it's for a cancer charity, it might be because, as in this case, someone suffered or someone in their family has. And so I think that personal connection does always touch people, and it does make them more likely to click on that story, to maybe give it a read and think, oh, maybe I'll help, maybe I'll do something. So I think that kind of thing will always be important to readers and to audiences.
There may well be charities, small charities, listening to this thinking, blimey, it'd be really great if they could work for us. They might think that you're going to work with the big boys first, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, absolutely not. In fact, at the moment, we're really looking to work with smaller charities, with charities we've not worked with before, because we have a lot of sort of repeat users.
Yeah.
And we really want to help people who don't have the communications, or they've got one person who's really stretched. And I'd say the initial thing to do is to go to the Media Trust website, mediatrust.org, have a look around. There's a newswire section, and you can email me directly, and we can have an initial consultation about, you know, what you're finding difficult, where you think things might be falling through the cracks, or if you just can't see the stories. Sometimes it takes a different pair of eyes, because you can be so into your day-to-day job that you kind of need a second person to go, actually, that's a great story, that's a great achievement, you won an award, talk about that. So those sort of things we can help with and point out. And then from there, there's the Newswire, there's Community Channel. There are so many different ways that we can help, and they're all free to use as well.
So if you want to take advantage of this, as Shushandrika said, it's free to use. Mediatrust.org. Go there and have a look around. Shushandrika, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Best of luck with what you do. Find out more at the Media Trust, at www.mediatrust.org. That's the other thing. How many times, just brief, off, barely on topic rant here, Shushandrika. people who send stuff with no contact details on.
Yeah, definitely don't do that, people. We need to contact you.
Right.
Be contactable. If nothing else, be that.
Think it through. Shushandrika from the Media Trust, thank you very much.